For this Tuesday, April 7th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Authorities in Posey County are warning residents about a new phone scam making the rounds. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says scammers are spoofing the department's phone number and contacting victims with a troubling claim that they've missed a court date and are now facing an arrest warrant. According to officials, the caller then offers a way out, telling victims they can pay off the supposed warrant using a credit or debit card over the phone or by meeting a deputy in a public parking lot to hand over payment. Sheriff's officials stress this is a scam. They say the department will never request payment or financial information over the phone. Residents are urged to hang up immediately if they receive such a call and report it to local law enforcement. Yesterday, Indiana Governor Mike Braun signed a major energy bill into law at the State House. House Enrolled Act 1002 is part of the governor's broader effort to make energy more affordable for Hoosiers while increasing oversight of utility companies. The ceremonial signing happened at 4 p.m. Eastern yesterday in the governor's office at the Indiana State House. The new law updates Indiana's electric utility regulations and introduces what's known as performance-based rate making, a system aimed at holding utility providers more accountable for cost and service. Governor Braun says high energy costs remain one of the biggest challenges facing Hoosiers and calls the legislation a key step toward protecting customers. State leaders say the measure focuses on accountability, transparency, and cost control, with the goal of delivering real financial relief to households across Indiana. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security is now accepting applications for a program that helps homeowners install tornado safe rooms. Officials say eligible Hoosiers could receive up to $5,000 in rebates to build the reinforced structures on their property. According to the agency, the U.S. sees roughly 800 tornadoes each year, resulting in about 80 deaths and 1,500 injuries. Safe rooms are designed to meet Federal Emergency Management Agency standards and can provide what officials call near-absolute protection, with the ability to withstand winds up to 250 miles per hour. This year, the Indiana Department of Homeland Security plans to randomly select 50 applicants. Those approved will be reimbursed for 75% of installation cost, up to the $5,000 limit. The rebates are funded through FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant Program, and all recipients must meet federal requirements. Officials note the safe rooms already installed or currently under construction are not eligible. The deadline to apply is April 5th. The University of Southern Indiana will honor veterans and their families this fall with a powerful traveling exhibit. A three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, known as the Wall That Heals, will be on display on campus from Thursday through Sunday, October 29th. The exhibit will be open 24 hours a day and is free to the public. In addition to the memorial replica, visitors can explore a mobile education center that shares the story of the Vietnam War, the creation of the wall, and how the era reshaped the way the nation honors and supports its veterans and service members. Organizers say the exhibit offers a unique opportunity for reflection, remembrance, and education for the entire community. Residents on the west side of Evansville should prepare for temporary traffic disruptions as the Perry Township Fire Department announces two road closures in the area. Officials say Broadway Avenue will be closed between Posey County Line Road and Old Mount Vernon Road through August 7th. The extended closure is expected to significantly impact through traffic, and drivers are encouraged to find alternate routes. A second closure will affect Shooty Road, which will be shut down from just south of Lone Expressway to Stellar Drive for about 14 days. That closure is expected to disrupt local traffic patterns. Motorists are urged to use caution in these areas and follow posted detours. Authorities have not released details on the reason for the closures. Drivers are also reminded to plan ahead and allow extra travel time while the closures remain in place. Last night, the NCAA men's basketball season came to an end with Michigan claiming the national championship with a 69-63 win over UConn at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. With another Big Ten team claiming a championship, it's the first time since 2007 that the same conference has won both of the men's and women's basketball championship as well as football. UCLA won the women's basketball championship and Indiana won the football championship. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball lost at Harrison 9-2. It's the Wildcats' first loss of the season as they fall to 2-1. Mount Vernon baseball plays again at South Spencer tonight at 5:30. North Posey baseball got beat at home by Mount Carmel 8-4. The Vikings slipped to 1-2 overall and play again this evening at Princeton at 5 o'clock. North Posey softball picked up a big win at home over Forest Park 18-4. Vikings softball improves to 4-1. Mount Vernon softball did not play last night, but they are in action tonight at North at 5 o'clock. Wildcats softball is 3-0 on the season. Local college sports action from Monday saw USI Baseball win at home versus Bellarmine 9-8. The Screaming Eagles trailed 7-2 in the fourth inning, but were able to rally with a pair of runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. They also tacked on around the eighth inning. USI Baseball improves to 20-13 overall and plays again this afternoon at Butler at 2 o'clock. Major League Baseball scores from Monday saw the St. Louis Cardinals lose at the Washington Nationals 9-6. The Cardinals allowed 6 runs in the eighth inning. They are 5-5 on the year. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 5:45. The Chicago Cubs lost the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4. The Cubs are 4-6 and take on the Rays again this evening at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds won their 4th straight game as they shut out the Marlins in Miami 2-0. The Reds are 7-3 overall and continue their series at the Marlins tonight at 5:40. Up in Chicago, the White Sox had their 3-game winning streak come to an end with a 2-1 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. The White Sox are 4-6 and play the second game of their series versus Baltimore this afternoon at 2:10. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers are back at home to play the Minnesota Timberwolves. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have 4 games left in their season and are 18-60 overall. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, April 7th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Tuesday.